We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs from the Refresh Radio broadcast. We want to thank you for tuning in today to 91.5 FM, WMIE, and 1510 AM on the AM dial. So we want to thank you again. And today we want to mention to you the Advanced Christian Training Schools. They met last night, 633-0432, 633-0432. And if you are interested, it's a free video Bible school, meets in our fellowship hall Tuesday nights from 6 to 9. I know that the opportunity is gone for this week, but you can jump in at any point in time in this process. And if you have any questions, call Ted or Linda, 633-0432. So today we want to get back into our vein of teaching that we had, Give Us This Day. And I want to thank those of you who are praying for my healing that I shared about the journey that we're on. Personally, on yesterday's broadcast, if you missed that, I don't want to continue to harp on that. God is doing a great work in my eye. I thank God for the wisdom He's given the doctors that are helping me through that process. And so we want to thank you for holding us up in prayer. Do want to remind you of our vintage service. We are preaching through the book of Isaiah. And at 11 o'clock today, we're going to be sharing the word of the Lord again. And so if you would like to come out and join us, be a part of that service. Our Boys and Girls Ministry starts at 6:30 tonight. And we also have a class for ladies that is going on. So we want to make reference to those. So we have been talking, with the exception of yesterday, about Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread and whatever you have need of for the day. Now, I will say this, that I had preached that God, you know, gives grace. You know, when Paul was praying for healing, God said, "My grace is sufficient for you." And so I will tell you that God has the gift of grace available for you today. He's got the gift of grace for me today, and that is to the ability, the empowerment, and the favor with God to deal with the challenges of the day and do so in a manner that is going to bring glory to the name of Jesus. And so today we want to talk to you about 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 9. It says, "Be hospitable to one another without grumbling." Amen. "As he received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." And so here it says that we are supposed to be hospitable to one another. We're supposed to treat each other like brothers and sisters in Christ and do it without grumbling. And it says, as each one has received a gift. And so I want you to know today that if you are part of the body of Christ, God has bestowed a gift upon you. That today, for Wednesday, February the 11th, 2015, that you have been gifted by God for today. And that you are supposed to minister that gift. And that word minister simply means to serve. You know, a lot of times we have these fancy church sounding words, but sometimes we just need to bring that back down to the basic meaning to where we can understand and apply what it means. And that means that we have received that gift for today with this purpose on the heart of God, that we would use it to serve one another as good stewards of the grace. Remember, Paul had been told that God's grace was sufficient for him. And so every day, Paul would get up and he would minister. It didn't really matter where he was. There's records there where he ministered before kings, he ministered before governors, he ministered in a courtroom, he ministered in prison cells, he ministered when shipwrecked on islands, he ministered everywhere he went. He knew how to abound, he knew how to be abased, he knew that everywhere he was at, that God had given him the grace that he would be able to accomplish and to minister to other people through that gift. And so today I want to broaden your horizons on that aspect of the Lord's Prayer out of Matthew chapter 6. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us the gift that we need today in order to serve those around us. So, today I believe that this word is an applicable word. It is a meaningful word, a powerful word for someone who's listening to this broadcast. That you may think, that you've been passed over, that the day that God was giving out gifts, that you were out in the sheep fields and he forgot to call you in. I want you to know that if he didn't forget to invite David to his own coronation service, to his own anointing service as the future king of Israel, he's not going to forget to bestow his gifts upon you. You are not the exception to the rule. If you're a child of God, if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then he has a gift for you to serve. If you are not a child of God, if you've not asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, then he has a gift for you today, and that's the gift of repentance, that he would give you the opportunity to become a child of God. So I want to make sure that you know that today you have received a gift from God. As good stewards of the manifold, we are to serve one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. It goes on and says, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. And so that's what I want to do. The words that I share here, I want them to be words of life. Like I said on yesterday's program, I didn't share that story to get you to feel sorry for me. I shared that story with you yesterday so that you would know that everybody goes through trials, everybody goes through circumstances, and you might as well go through them instead of stopping in the midst of the process. And so today, recognize that you have received the gift of God. And I pray that the words that I speak, that I want you to know I'm not here just to be a cheerleader. Today, I'm here to be a voice echoing in the chaos or in the darkness and saying, this is what God says. This is the way. Walk in it. This is the way. Walk in it. So over the past week or so, there have been a number of times when we were going someplace and my wife, she would be directing me. She would be the one providing the guidance because her vision was better. Her perspective was better. And, at that point in time, there's not any of those times did I argue with her. There was one time I tried to help her out and I saw that my perception was failed. And, that was very early in the process. And I decided, She has better perspective than I've got. And I want you to know that God's perspective is better than your perspective and my perspective. If anyone ministers, look at this. So here we are. We've received a gift. We're going to minister it to one another. And then it says, if anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies. Let him do it with the ability which God supplies. God not only provides the gift, he provides the ability. He provides the ability. And so I think I mentioned on the broadcast yesterday that I had spent a Saturday night, and I went looking for a praise and worship video that I had burning in my heart, and I just wanted to hear it. I wanted to get into the presence of God. I wanted to worship Him, and so I typed it into YouTube, and I had this praise and worship song, and it pulled up, and then there was a video down there, and it was a Christine Kane video, and she's come from quite a broken background, and she said, you know, I might have been unnamed, I might have been unwanted, I might have been unqualified, but God calls me by name, God chose me, and God enables those that He calls. And she said, so don't get the facts mixed up with the truth. The facts may be what man is saying about you, but the truth is what God's word has to say about you. And I want you to know that God has made you sufficient for the task at hand. Today, you are not waiting for your nervous breakdown to happen. No, instead, your problem is going to break down, not your nervous system. Today, the challenges that lie before you, those are going to flee and run. If you and I will submit to God and resist the devil, it's the devil that ends up fleeing, not the other way around. Now, if you're just trying to resist it in your own strength, good luck to you on that, but I'm afraid that's not going to get you very far. What you and I need to do is position ourselves under the mission of God, and we need to say, God, you have called me for this. Now equip me for this task. And so Friday night we had prayer at our church, and I wasn't there. I was recovering, but my wife and my daughter went, and they had had some discussions at the prayer meeting, and they were saying, well, who's going to preach on Sunday? And Stephanie, who you heard on the radio on Friday and on Monday here with me, she said, Pastor Bob is going to preach on Sunday. And she and I had no conversations at that point in time. And there were people that said, oh, no, that's not going to happen. Well, I want you to know it would not have happened had the doctor not given me clearance, but the doctor, the surgeon did give me clearance and said, you're free to preach on Sunday. And it's like, okay, then I'm going to preach. Is it because I'm a better preacher than those that I could? No, that's not it. But God had called me to preach. He was going to give me the strength. He was going to give me the word. He was going to give me the ability. And today, if you are waiting to feel qualified before you do anything, you will never do anything, because your qualifications are not yours. The qualifications and the credentials come from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The credentialing comes from the Creator of the universe. The credentials come from the one who gave man his eyes and gave man his mouth. It's that God who has the ability. It doesn't come from a finite man. It comes from an omnipotent God. And so I encourage you today, on this Wednesday, it is not just hump day. It is the day to take the mountain in the name of the Lord, to speak to it in the name of Jesus, and know that God is able to minister through you, not just for your benefit, but for the benefit of others, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. You see, so many times we just want it. We just want something to be done because it would be easier. It would be so much better if this happened. But God doesn't do things for our comfort. He doesn't do things for our convenience. He does things for His name to be glorified. He does things so that other people will be drawn to Jesus Christ. If signs and wonders, if healings take place so that people are drawn after a man instead of pointed to Jesus, then they have missed the mark. Those signs and wonders are meant to glorify Jesus. For any other purpose, they just miss it entirely. And so today, if you are praying for healing, if you are praying for a financial breakthrough, if you are praying for a job, I want you to know that God loves you, that he is able to minister to you. He wants to provide that to you, but he wants his name glorified. And so my wife and I, we have this philosophy, and that is that if it is valuable enough that the devil wants to steal something, then it should be valuable enough that we want to hang on to it. You see, most people don't break into my house to steal my garbage. Actually, people don't break into my house, so I'm very thankful for that. But they don't break into houses to steal your trash. They break into houses to steal your treasure. And so if the devil is trying to steal your health, if the devil is trying to steal your peace, if the devil is trying to steal your marriage or your children, whatever it might be, if he's trying to steal it, then you know what? You can look at that and you can say, you know what? There's some value in that, or he would not be trying to steal it. And so I want God to be glorified in that. And just begin to speak to that thing in the name of Jesus. If you have needs that you would like for us to pray for you about, you can call us at 454-4263. You can leave us those requests on the answering machine. You can email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. You can message us. You can post it on our Facebook page. You can go on to Facebook and like us, and you can communicate with us that way. However you need, you can mail your prayer request on Sunday. You know, I'm sure that people thought it was kind of funny. There's this guy with this neck brace on, praying for the sick to be healed. Well, I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with my neck, and pretty soon there's not going to be anything wrong with my eye. And so I'm not praying because I'm perfect. I'm praying to the one who is able to heal. And so we can pray the prayer of faith, whether we are actually in a season of health or not ourselves. That doesn't matter to us. We're going to pray the prayer of faith because we're not the one going to raise you up. The Word of God says that you shall call for the elders of the church. They'll anoint you with oil, pray the prayer of faith over you, and the Lord will raise you up. And so it is to the glory of Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory, the dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's 1 Peter chapter 4. In Proverbs chapter 19, verse number 11, it talks about other things that God gives us for today. And it says in Proverbs 19:11. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a discretion. Other translations have it as the wisdom of a man makes him patient. And so today, if you struggle with patience, that verse indicates that you are in need of a gift for today. My daughter came home the other day, and she said, I was listening to you on the radio, and you were talking about road grace instead of road rage. And I said, ooh, that's good. And she said, that's exactly what you said on the radio. And so we can have a short fuse at times, but it's not wisdom to have a short fuse. It's not wisdom to constantly be agitated and angry and frustrated. It shows a lack of wisdom, and wisdom is a gift from God. If you want to discover more about wisdom, then you need to go to the book of Proverbs and read the book of Proverbs, and talks about the spirit of wisdom. God wants to give you wisdom, not as the wisdom of this world, but the wisdom that comes from God. Wisdom that causes you to be slow to anger. And here's what I have written down. Because wisdom is a gift, and this verse in the NIV, it says, he gives wisdom which gives patience. God's gifts end up giving gifts. God's gifts end up giving gifts. And so when you ask Jesus, let me see if I can say this right. A lot of people end up putting the spiritual cart before the horse. They end up looking for the symptom instead of looking for the source. They look for the byproduct without having the attachment or the relationship to the vine that is going to provide that. There are so many people who are pursuing happiness, and they don't realize that that comes from a relationship with Jesus, and you need to have Jesus to come on the inside of your life and walk with you on a daily basis, and he will make the journey a journey of joy. Some people are looking for finance. They say, well, when all of my finances are in order, then I'm going to come to Jesus. Well, you've got that backwards again. Some people say, you know, I'm not going to come to church until I've got my life in order. Again, that's all backwards. There is not one person at church that came to church already perfect. They came to church a flawed, broken individual that Jesus, you know, in Jeremiah, I believe it's the 18th chapter, it said, go down to the potter's house. And he talks about going down there and seeing the potter, and he's making a vessel, and he found a flaw in the vessel. And it says he made it again another. Every one of us at Merit Assembly of God are being formed and fashioned by the Master's hand. He makes sure that we have just the proper amount of hydration. He makes sure that we have the proper amount of internal pressure and external pressure. He makes sure that there are no flaws in the substance. We are being formed and fashioned as a vessel of honor instead of a vessel of dishonor. Not one of us was perfect when we got there. It takes the Master. The Master comes in and transforms a lump of clay into a vessel of honor. So we want to encourage you today that if you will come to Jesus, if you'll make Jesus the priority of your life, he is the gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And that gift, the gift of salvation, it brings wisdom. Wisdom brings patience. And all of the fruit of the Spirit is manifest. And so I want to encourage you today. You don't need another spouse in your life. You don't need another relationship in your life until you have Jesus. You know, there's so many people out there, they don't think that they can function on their own. And so they're constantly looking for that external person that they can latch on to, and that person is going to bring them completion. I want you to know that until Jesus is dwelling on the inside and makes you as a whole individual, then you are not going to be able to enjoy any earthly relationship, because it's going to be one broken individual causing pain. I mean, you think about it. What happens in your kitchen if you break a glass? All of a sudden, don't you handle that glass differently? Because there are sharp edges, there are jagged points, there is all sorts of things. There's a potential to be injured because that which once was whole has now been shattered. And when you and I, and until we have allowed Jesus to heal us and mold us and form us, then quite honestly, we're a threat to everybody around us. And God doesn't want us to be a threat. He wants us to be a blessing. Let me end up in 1 Kings chapter 3 for today. And I want to begin reading, I think it's in verse 4. It says, now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on the altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask, what shall I give you? And Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked for long life for yourself, nor have asked for riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all of your days. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. And so here again, we see that God's gifts end up giving gifts. I mean, how would you answer it if God said, ask of me anything that you want and I will give it to you? What would you ask for today? You know, we talk about give us this day our daily bread. You know what? Solomon didn't say, God, you know what? We need a really bountiful harvest this year in order to feed this mass multitude. That wasn't what he asked for. He said, God, what I need is I need wisdom to lead your people. I need understanding so that I can lead. This is a numerous people. This is a great people. This is an awesome people. God, I need wisdom. You want to pray for your pastor and you want to pray for me? Pray for wisdom for us. Pray for wisdom that we would be able to lead people in relationship. But Solomon did not just receive the wisdom, but also that wisdom came with other benefits. It came with riches. It came with honor. It came with long life. It came with an entourage of blessings. I encourage people, don't be seeking God's hand. If you will seek his face, his hand is going to be there. If you will seek his person, if you will seek his presence, then all of his provisions are going to come with him. Heaven is not heaven because of the streets of gold, because of the mansions. It's not because of all of the lack of sickness, the lack of death or any. The thing that makes heaven heaven is Jesus. And I encourage you today, seek Jesus. Ask for Jesus today. Ask for wisdom to be given to you today, because he will provide everything else. Father, right now, I thank you. Lord, I don't know what everybody's going through, but I know this. Today, you are able to give them wisdom that is greater than their problem, because you are bigger than their problem. We look to you today, the author and the perfecter of our faith, and we give you the glory for it all. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.